Okay, so how much total you?
Four.
How you doing?
Hey, how's it going?
Good. Are you at FedEx?
No, I'm back in my office.
Oh, okay.
She's getting me the copies. I'm 10 miles from FedEx.
So gotcha.
I'd get to see what we got to do before.
Yeah, no.
And I got to sign what I got to sign. Okay. What do I need to sign?
Okay, so here's the pages because here's the pages we need. Da, 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 da.
I'm going to just put a little check mark on the ones you got to resend, bro.
Give me a second.
Nope. You've had plenty of time.
I've had plenty of time or I have plenty of time?
No, you've had plenty of time.
I've had plenty of time, yes, exactly. I'm the laziest person I've ever met, besides being a...
No
worries. All right, so on the first page, equipment finance agreement. Do you have that in front of you?
Equipment finance agreement, I do.
Yes, so that needs to be signed by you in the middle, your title put member, and dated, where it says under borrower. You need to repack that whole page because the copy I got was completely like cut off on the bottom anyways, but that needs to be signed. What else needs to be signed? Okay. So
this page is gonna come back to you.
Cool.
How did it get cut off on the bottom?
I don't know. I don't work for FedEx, unfortunately. the second page just
cut off that I got too.
Yeah, exactly. Something's out with them. There's a page called Addendum to Equipment Finance Agreement, Pre-Delivery and Installation. That was cut off. I think they're basically, there's something wrong with their fax. That needs to be refaxed. Okay?
Let me see. The what one? Addendum to Equipment Finance Agreement?
Correct.
It
says Pre-Delivery and Installation.
What?
I'm sorry?
What, you couldn't see my signature?
Just half the page was cut off, yeah.
Okay.
And section 4 just got cut off completely. The last page.
These two pages back.
One more page. Where the second page of the finance agreement, where it says agreement, you're not signing anything, we just need to make sure you received it, that was cut off. So put those three pages in.
I'm trying to find that page.
No problem.
Which page now?
It says...
What's it say?
It says, it starts with Section 3, Additional Waivers.
Section 3?
It says 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, blah, blah, blah. It says agreement.
Oh, there's nothing on that side.
Yeah, there's nothing on it. We just need to make sure you received it, so I need you to fax that back. Okay.
All right.
Everything else looks fine. I am heading out of the office. I'm heading out of the office. When will you be at FedEx?
She's going to try to fax it from our machine right here.
Okay, so I'm not going to leave. I'm going to see if this comes through, and I'm going to stay by my desk.
She's going into her office where the fax machine is. Change the number of pages on that so you don't not expect 8 pages.
I don't need a cover page on this, by the way.
You don't need a cover page on it. Hurry up, Brooke. He's waiting. You need a golf bag? I want it in a golf tournament. Took the plastic off? What, are you looking for free samples?
Grandpa, goodie bag. What's your fax, you know how to work at FedEx?
All right. Has it went through yet, Brookie? It's scanning. Second page. We're on our third. Tyler, did I give you your check? I'm multitasking while he's doing that. Everybody wants paid.
Everyone wants what?
Paid.
Oh, well, that's why. You're the owner, man.
You know, golly. Just think how much money I have. I'm just not going to pay for that saw, and I have a lot of money.
Yeah, you'll save a lot.
Yeah.
I'm sure you're doing fine. As my friend tells me when I complain, I say I don't make enough money, he goes, you know what? The unemployment office down the street, I heard they're really good. I don't know, no one has... You're in Texas, so you're not going to have any... You know why you're not going to have any tears from me? You pay 10% less in taxes. I'm in California.
That's right. You know you're right, man. I'll tell you what. I don't know how y'all live in California. I mean, just cost of housing is ridiculous. You know, I couldn't imagine owning something out in California.
Yeah, it's insane.
I couldn't afford all the property.
It's insane.
If all my property here was in California, I would be a rich man unless I lived in California. But if I get California prices, that's why so many people from California move to Texas, because they sell their place out there, and they can pocket 90% of the money and just spend 10% and buy them just a nice house as they had out there.
Yeah, it's California's a very expensive place to live. It's very, very expensive. Very expensive, but also badly ran. It's a combination of nonsense.
Yeah, well, I know the pay's got, but, you know, I mean, golly, I wouldn't think the pay was 10 times greater.
No, it's not. San Diego is actually one of the most, is not, I think when it comes to wages, San Diego is actually a more unaffordable city. It's more unaffordable than San Francisco.
It's crazy. Things I see on TV, like for $1 million, like a $1 million house,
it would run
$250,000, and you'd be getting a better house.
Yeah, but it's a motivation to work hard. If you're in San, I live out here because I work very, very hard. I've got a great book of business. I love what I do. But the reality is, dude, if you don't work hard, like, then California's like it's not for you. It's extremely difficult. But you know, there's a flip side. It's a beautiful place. People are nice. Good food. So the taxes are just the craziest thing. The taxes. I mean. 10% of all your money is a lot of money. It's a lot of money.
Yeah.
So. But
it wouldn't go through.
All right. So there's something up with your fax. Does she have a scanner on her phone by any chance? Yeah, that's what I say. Yeah, can she take a picture and email it to me?
Yeah. You want to do that with all three pages?
Yeah, let's do one page at a time, and let's see if this works.
Okay. Here, let me take a picture of it, and let me get your phone, and I'll keep him on this phone.
I would just need to make sure the picture coming through is legible.
Did you hold it still?
Yep, I need to make it.
Okay, what's your email address?
It's R. Goldstein. That's R G O L D. So R Gold S T E I N at Bank B A N K of O F Cardiff C A R D like dog I like Ireland FF like Frank Frank dot com.
Okay.
What is
Bank Cardiff? A R D I. And just put. Paper. It's a subject. Very sound. You got that done?
Yeah.
All right.
You gotta wait.
Have you got it yet?
No. Give me a second.
Okay.
Let me take a second.
Okay.
Got something. Alright, that's from you. Let's load this up and see if this works.
Right.
Come on, Power of Technology.
See, we're technically challenged in Texas. We're just still, you know, we just got off Wells Fargo.
Sure thing. Sure thing. Yeah. let's see. You know, I think this is pretty clean. I think they'll be okay with this. What I'm gonna do is just save this as a PDF and see if it comes as like, because sometimes what can happen is it can like be a half document and not the right size and that causes issues. So give me one second.
Okay.
Da da. Tools. I'm gonna rotate this. Hey man, this looks pretty darn clean to me. So here's what I'd like you to do. I'd like you to send me those three pages. I'd like you to retain those pages. Just in case I need you to fax them to me.
Okay.
So just email them over to me. I'll get them into funding, and then I'm waiting on a call from your park buddy.
Okay. Okay. All right. What else? Send money.
That's it. Once we get the transaction, I'll set up the verification phone call and get this order placed.
Okay, and they've already got the date of October 13th.
Cool.
So are you coming out to inspect?
No. We have companies throughout the country, so once it's delivered, we just have a guy go out there and take a picture.
Oh, can I be one of your local guys to go inspect stuff?
You wouldn't. You won't get paid enough, and you'll hate the job. You're a reasonable person, but you have to understand that part of my living is dealing with unreasonable people. So you'll deal with someone who will. I'll give you an example. Hey, we're financing your trucks. We're doing a loan against the trucks you currently own to give you some cash and help you out. Great.
Yeah.
Oh, hey, thanks for telling us the trucks don't have engines in them anymore. Hey, my favorite in Montana, very rural state, great customer. Told him specifically not to do a transaction a certain way. Forced the inspector to do it a certain way, screwed up his own inspection. So no, you don't want the job. You'll make more money doing it. Believe me, it is a thankless job. But
yeah.
It's kind of cool. You see some cool equipment. So that email's perfect. Just retain those just to be on the safe side, and we'll wait to hear from Park.
All right, buddy. I appreciate it.
Talk to you soon. Bye-bye.
Okay. Take care. Bye-bye.